to repentance. This first reading from Jonah is the reading, one of the readings at Yom Kippur, which is the day of repentance every year in the Jewish liturgical calendar. And it's quite remarkable, the story, you know, that, I mean, he was not a great prophet. God said, go north. He went south. And then this kind of exaggerated story to get the point that they threw him overboard because he was causing a storm, and a fish swallowed him and dumped him back where he started from. God gave him a second chance now, this time, over a century. Then we have the reading, which is from Psalm 51, which is the Psalm of Repentance. I'd urge you all to read it today, this psalm, slowly, and really pray it, you know. Have mercy on me, God. Huh? Be gracious to me, O God. Literally, chaneni adogim, in your goodness and the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. Now, why do you think the Holy Spirit inspired this? Why do we have this prayer written by God? He loves us so much that he gives us the way to repent. Repentance is a gift. And part of the gift is a psalm like this one. And so God wants us so much to turn from our sin, our selfishness, and come back to him, that he even writes psalms for us so that we can come back. In the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 12, I think, or 11, the Lord says, take with you words and return. In other words, come back with something to say that's honest and real. You see, and that's this gift. It says in here, as I'm sure you know it well, huh? Live a clean heart. Create for me, O God. Create. Now that word in Hebrew, bara, only has God as its subject in the whole Bible. Only God can bara. And it's used for his creation. Bereshit bara Elohim, the first three words of the Bible. Right? In the beginning, God barad. And now, bara, a clean heart in me. In other words, the gift of repentance is such, and the cleanliness and undividedness of the heart is a work of God. We have to hunger and thirst for it, and as he's taught us in this word, to ask for it. Give me the gift of honest repentance. Real repentance. Now, there are some aspects of this that are consecrated in the tradition. We've kind of lost sight of them, but I think we're going to get them back. One is the gift of tears. The gift of tears is a grace. It's a gift. I don't think in these newfangled missals we have that. But in the old Latin Missal, we had a prayer in the back of it for the gift of tears. And it started out, Lord, you can get water out of a rock. So please, touch my heart and let me weep for my sins. Now, what does that mean? Well, I would offer this as it's to really see our sins for what they are. An offense against God. And it ought to scare the bejeebers out of us. But that's not all. We see these in the light of the mercy of God in the eyes of Christ Jesus. We see the depth of his tenderness, his compassion, his willingness to die for us. So we weep. We weep because we're touched by love, seeing this love in the light, if you will, of our sins. It's a gift. God so wants us to repent that He writes psalms for us. He gives us the gift of repenting. It's that important. We can't get anywhere without an unrepentant heart. That's the name of the game. We got a lot to do. We got to preach the gospel. We have to, witness to pro-life. We got a lot to do. But we have to do it with a pure heart. And a pure heart, we're singing here, a heart contrite and humbled. What's a contrite heart? The word in, well, contritum in Latin too. It means a crushed heart. Not a big shot heart. It's a crushed heart. It's not, bad self-image. It's a heart broken with sorrow for having sinned. You will never despise that heart. You see? A contrite and humble, that's the other word, you will not spurn. So give it to me. I don't have it. I'm an egomaniac and I think I'm great and my sins are little stuff. I haven't really done much. I'm all right. Pure illusion. Just look at the lives of the saints. Saint Teresa of Avila wept over her sins like, wow. And if that's not bad, and she, I don't know how big her sins were, but when she first was a nun, she was hanging around in the parlor, having tea with all her friends. That's not what nuns are doing, supposed to be doing. And she finally got religion, she used to weep over that. Or Catherine of Siena, who probably never committed a mortal sin in her life, weeping over her sins. Why? Seeing what they really are in the light of the mercy of God. Willingly, He ran to the cross to save us. And so it's a precious, precious gift. And that's why our Lord says in the gospel, Jonah went to Nineveh. I mean, that's like going to Moscow to preach the gospel, or worse, someplace in Sudan or something. And the whole darn town turned around. That's a gift. So why don't we pray for it during this Mass, but not just for ourselves. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. And some people are talking about the great illumination that's going to happen. I guess it's going to happen. What they mean is, everybody's going to see their true state before God. Whoa. That ought to calm everybody down a little bit. Get rid of a bit of self-righteousness. And, never mind such and such. I just got to save my soul. From that viewpoint, from that perspective, comes real apostolic action. And we're all called to it. At least by the mercy of God, we're sitting here in this chapel. I tell you this almost every morning, but I stand here and I'm watching those cars going back and forth out there. Do they know God? Do they know what they're doing? We live up here in Disturbia. And most people up here can't afford it. And they're trying to, for appearances, there are houses, big houses, the million-dollar houses, where the downstairs is furnished and the upstairs are sleeping on mattresses. That's nuts. Suppose they have kids, a lot of them don't. That's nuts. Go buy a smaller house, then you can put a big playground for your kids. That's not right. Who taught those people that that's the way to be a successful human being? The world. And we have to pray that God have mercy on the whole world. And if that comes, that grace that people talk about, this illumination, everybody is going to get the gift of repentance if they want it. Because they're going to see who they really are in God's sight. That should be a big help to world peace.